Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, I'm out there. I'm Africa. I'm safe. The beautiful Africa. Good day. Good evening. Dimela, Tobela, Maleni, Ashe, Hotep, Sava, Aslam Alaikum. Mafrika, Emmanuel Sithole. If you remember Mafrika from Mozambique, the African from Mozambique, and they made a victim stabbed and killed during the xenophobic attacks in South Africa, in the country. According to the newspapers' reports, he was demanding and followed the killers to pay R2.50 for one loose cigarette. That is 25 cents U.S. currency, in U.S. currency. This tragedy in Africa raises a fundamental question. Criminality, a consequence of poverty, joblessness, and a jobless economic growth. Africa, that simply instigates, that's what instigated the murder for the 25 cents loose cigarettes. And we can imagine, ask the question, Africa, what is the level of crime, murder, housebreaking, theft, robbery, and hijackings in the country? Levels are unacceptable, Africa. And we are saying that if you are over 21 years at the minimum, black or female, I mean male or female, all races, you are unemployed, sometimes looking for work and can't find a job. To the government, we say, give the people something. You know, give them something. Give them 100 rands, those who are unemployed. Give them 100 plus. If they come and claim destitute, I'm completely destitute. I don't have a dime in my, I don't have a cent in my pocket. Give them 100 rands per month. Fix the smart ID card so that you can put this and send it them to the bank, 100 rands. Yes, some will abuse it, and some will see worth in it, but this is sovereign Africa. Give them something. They should not go and kill for 25 cents loose cigarette. I bet if one of them had two rands fifty is a lot of money if you lived poor in the country. And if I should put it back, Mafrika, I remember when one was addicted to smoking. You could not, and there were terrible habits where you had to wake up around 5 o'clock, meet some of the guys who are going to work, and ask them for a smoke. That's how bad it was, addicted. And on top of that, you're always hungry. Cigarettes is bad. Drinking is bad. Too much drinking is bad because it will unrobe your dignity. But my Africa, give the people something. Give them something. To give them something to buy a meal from that 100 rand. They can buy a meal others while they're sleeping in the cuckoos and sex. As you say that my Africa, the majority will value the assistance from government. And these are sovereign my Africa, deserving sovereign support and security my Africa. Africa, we see that the DA has elected Musi Maimane as its new leader. Of course, Africa, elections have consequences. And the DA election of the first black leader will have serious consequences only if Africa individually and collectively, if we fail to rise up and claim control of the majority government. This is our government, Africa. And this is falls back into the electoral system that protects the minority. Proportional, as we say, in that they get vote in disproportionate to the number, to their number. So we are saying, change the system, Africa. It is to the interest of the governing party and the opposition, but it's interest to us collectively, individually, as Ma'afrika. It is a security, because what we have undermines majority rule. And government by party hegemony and party appointees to parliament, that itself undermines government by the people, for the people, and the people's government, the people's parliament. And the liberation movement should cease and desist political factions and surrender power to democratic centralism, have the individual Africa as the root and sovereign holder of the power to rule and legislate. Let the root legislation come from the roots in communities. We saw in 1994 Africa, 1994 elections, heralded, showed us the biggest ever internal migration of black political leadership from Soweto and other townships across the country to the suburbs. Something was the biggest and the most well-known, because it took top leadership. It absorbed and co-opted top leadership. They had to go drink tea with those folks over there. And leaders were given houses, were given trinkets. In effect, the governing party policy of first economy, which is in effect has come to mean co-option and absorption of the liberation leadership into the apartheid monopoly economy and into the bloody apartheid companies. That's exactly what happened, my friend. You can imagine our first, second president said that he was concentrating on the first economy. Oh, is there a second economy? Is there a third economy? Tell us. But what effectively is that in exchange for the apartheid bribes, the apartheid trinkets, the governing party lifted the currency exchange controls, restrictions that were imposed by the apartheid regime. And what they did was allowed these bloody apartheid monopolies to flight and repatriate their money, the bloody apartheid money loot, back to London. And I'm told, Mafika, that the British government during the struggle against apartheid gave automatic citizenship to Mafika who went there as refugees and could claim that they had a father, grandparents, or four grandparents, four father, four mother during the Union of South Africa. They were offered automatic citizenship. That explains why leadership of the party struggle, most of it lived in London. And Mafika, it turns out that was the source of the co-option, Mafika. So we know for a fact that the governing party motive and aim was simply accept South Africa as is, just to take the place of the Nationalist Party. That's exactly what they did. So Africa, as we say that, the leaders completely dumbed the townships and collapsed the black businesses in the townships by emigrating en masse to the white suburbs. They never looked back. And that's why one of these immigration, internal migration, was a source of xenophobia, because the people, you just dumped them. And now we see the Democratic Alliance, racialist minority group. I call it the racialist minority group because they still live in segregated communities. Now they're going out to fish and hook the vulnerable blacks, using the same script of targeting and co-opting. Now this time they're targeting and co-opting the black teenagers, so-called black born free group, and it, all of them calling for a new South Africa. Same strategy. Now they used to be migrating to the white suburbs. Now they're targeting the youth to also migrate to them. Africa, what has happened to us? You see, we're in class. We never have the strategic depth to think. It was just dancing and singing. You see them dancing and singing. This time, dancing and singing in Zulu toss and all the songs. And giving praise to the DA. My friend, what sacrifice did the DA then? But that being the case, they will encroach and grow unless the liberation movement, especially, wakes up. Africa, what happened in 48 last week? The election of the DA-affiliated student representative body called DASO, DA Student Organization, is a portion of the liberation history. Both theoretically, ideologically, and physically. It is a political curse, my Africa, if there's anything like that of the sort. But it's a wake-up call. I mean, the DA's interim leader, because I believe that the elections were on Wednesday they submitted a memorandum complaining about the recipients, the students who are receiving the National Students Financial Aid Scheme. The students are without meal allowances. And they accuse the Vice Chancellor of using the university to promote his partisan politics by clamping down on the NFSA students, financial aid students. He unilaterally increased the student fees and residence cost year on year so that the students today cannot afford textbooks or food. Is this happening? What are these guys governing? What are their eyes, ears? What? And he goes on to say, resident costs have been pushed up by 33%. The financial aid students since 2013, even though the properties have become increasingly squalid and neglected. The students are forced to use their monthly food funding to pay these inflated residency costs. And no additional food allowances have been paid for this entire academic year. This indictment on the so-called Marxist-Leninist socialist tendencies, they've been talking about counter-revolutionaries. How much of a counter-revolution and a security to threat to our national and individual security that you could do to students? This is the strongest indication that of an absentee government. They are sleeping. These people are sleeping. Much worse than in parliament. They are sleeping. And the student goes that the vice chancellor knows that DASO SRC would put a stop to the university's exploitation. Of course, they're going to do that. And the chancellor was in a rally with the deputy president, sir, deputy president of the country, campaigning for their affiliated, for one student body against the others. On Tuesday, the elections were on Wednesday. Tuesday, the vice president of the country was there. So the question is, my Africa, what business does the vice president of the country go to campaign for one student body against the other? On the eve of the student body elections, my Africa, and the students point out that he made a promise to a crowd of students who his bodyguard and protectors have to round out from across the campus because no crowd was awaiting him. He had to send his own bodyguards to go and get the students to come and listen to him. And the student goes on, his undelivered promises from his last visit in 2014 no doubt kept students away from hearing new empty promises. In 2014, the deputy president then, he was not in parliament, I believe, by that time, made promises to the financial students that had not been acted on at all. Yesterday's promises were no more concrete than the last. My friend, that the government is sleeping. We don't have. They're not awake. That now. They used to sleep in parliament. Now they're sleeping outside. And they've been sleeping for the last 20 years, 21 years. And much worse, my friend, sending two cabinet ministers to go and campaign with the student body. Sending a premier and sending the secretary general of the governing party. To no avail, because the students just rejected them. They rejected them. Holy spoilers, they rejected them. And the question is, Mafrika, what business does the deputy president of the country going to campaign for supporting one student partisan group against the other? Why? Simply because what you paid, you gave them student aid. That's our money. That's their money. That was the message. It's not like going grand old age, giving grand old ladies blankets and giving them meat and giving them this. No, this is different. But how could you sell off, just give away at a whole generation? Because if you look at the liberation movement, very difficult to catch the youth as you speak. And this is a very serious signal, as we say, that it's a portion of our liberation history, completely. But Africa, are we going to wake up? Are we going to wake up? Africa, the question is, separate this party from the state. This is a consequence, a fatal blow. That indicates you've got to separate the party from the state. And this is a threat to our national security, and this is a threat to our individual security, and this is a threat, in fact, it splits the liberation movement. And why didn't you stop the theft and abuse and misuse of the financial aid money to a point where students for a year did not eat? Have they passed? Were they able to take their exams? I mean, why are the socialist, Marxist-Leninist, dogma that we are pushing, because it used to be the authentic liberation movement. What happened? We appeal, Mafrika, to all Mafrika, all sons and daughters of Africa. Let us vote community representative, our own community representative to parliament, not send party appointees. The individual students, if they had their own representatives in parliament, they could have sent they could have called them long before. They could have called them and said, we cannot afford food, we cannot afford books, and money is being misused and stolen. Let's give power to the people, not party hegemony. It's not working. The history of Fort William, Africa, it's an alma mater. It produced the liberal struggle icons. That's where they were educated. That's where some of them got their law degrees. Rolihlahla Nelson Mandela was there, got his degree there. Oliver Tambo was there. Mangaliso Robert Sobukwe. Robert Mugabe. Now, Africa, Mangaliso Sobukwe carries the distinction of having been the University of Fort Hare student representatives. President of the Student Representative Council, and he gave a speech, Mafrika, 21 October 1949. I would call Mafrika and say that, quote, I pulled this from the computer. So the cowards are still standing aside, and the brave have made their choice. We have made our choice, and we have chosen African nationalism because of its deep human significance. Goes on to say that I wish to make it clear again that we are anti-nobody, we are pro-Africa, we breathe, we dream, we live Africa, because Africa and the humanity are inseparable. It is doing the same that the minorities in this land, the European colored and Indian, can secure mental and spiritual freedom. Well, that is very questionable in Africa because they are arrogant. In fact, they want to take over. The minority wants, the minority numerically wants to be the electoral majority. And they're going to take our children. They're going to take them. They had them on the stage, my friend. They had them on the stage. And it was strategic because they, as you said, that we know, They know that they co-opted the leadership. And now the key is now targeting the youth, and that's it. Sobo goes on more. He went on, he said that the future of the world lies with the oppressed, and Africans are the most oppressed people on earth. Not only in the continent of Africa, but also in America and the West Indies. We have been accused of bloodthirstiness because we preach non-collaboration. Let me plead with you, lovers of Africa, of my Africa, to carry with you into the world the vision of a new Africa, an Africa reborn, an Africa rejuvenated, an Africa recreated, young Africa. We are the first dreamers of a new dawn, and if we are persecuted for our views, we should remember, as the African saying goes, that it is the darkest before dawn, and that the dying beast kicks most violently when it is giving up the ghost, so to speak. In Africa, he goes on to quote Zeke, says, tell a man whose house is on fire to give a moderate alarm. Tell a man moderately to rescue his wife from the arms of a ravisher. Tell a mother to escape gradually her babe from the fire into which it has fallen. But do not ask me to use moderation in a cause like the present. That's why I'm Africa, they will say, forward ever, backward never, toward the monolithic state of Africa. And the process is moving forward, my Africa, but the current, my Africa, the, in the family, please wake up. This is our individual and collective security and our national security. You can play with that. The deputy president of the country has no business going to lobby a student group against other children. You are the father to them all. You are the leader to them all. You are the government to them all. And that's why we are saying that the political power must evolve to communities. Those students must have representatives from their own communities that they can call and say, look, student aid money is being abused. That's all is needed. That's all we need, my friend. So you're saying that stop policies, this party hegemony suppresses, and discriminates against other Africans. Even those that sacrifice life for our liberation. My freedom, for those students who want transformation, that is the best route. Power must go and devolve to community so that you can call your own representative in the community to represent your needs. And you talk about transformation, the representatives from your community must legislate that university institutions that receive public funding, must get rid of the ghosts of apartheid. You cannot have these ghosts of apartheid hanging around in the institutions. You are moving forward towards the dawn of our new Africa. In fact, the dawn of Africa was set by the likes of Robert Mangaliso Sobukwe. Now, we are there. We should just implement this. Africa could give the example of, I say we talked about 100 Africans executed in Africa between 1960 and 1962. And 61 of those were TEC Porto members. And none of these people have been honored or memorialized by government. In fact, my African government had gone to remove and hide the gallows from the public gallery and in order to bury the names and memories of these executed martyrs, until a family, six of them, the family stood up. In fact, they went to check because they traveled to Eastern Cape to go and pick up the remains of the children that they could go and bury, give them proper burial. They discovered that the government had removed the exhibition, the gallows. They had removed that. So the public must not see, it must not ask people asking questions, who were executed, how many people were executed, how do you bury something like this? That's why we've had the fourth abortion of our liberation history. We are stepping on our forefathers and foremothers. we are stepping on the African gods. That's why we have consequences like this, and you can be rejected. Holy Spirit, whether two cabinet ministers, vice president, premier, and the second, the students rejected you because you kept them hungry for 1 year. The DA victory Murphy get for the, is a direct consequence, a tragic consequence of the failure to separate the party from the state. Now, Murphy, we have the dubious name and distinction. You know, the whole world knows about the Banana Republic. Now, we have the dubious distinction and irreputable, disrepute distinction of being a handshake republic. Remember the golden handshakes? Now, the question is, how do government pay public servants millions of rands of the public money to settle sometimes cover up dubious employment disputes? People have committed fraud. They have gone against the rules. You go to them and give them a handshake in the millions of rent. Whose money is that? Because we are not, some of us are not making, yes, you get a little bit of a pension there and whatnot. We are not, in fact, we've been blocked by you. Now, how do you turn around and give public servants with and the dubious employment disputes, you give them millions of rents so they can go away and shut their mouth? How does government pay public servants millions of rents to resign when, in effect, the court ruled the employee to go back to work? The court ruled, but you turn around and say, no. Ignore that court ruling. Give him millions of rents. And let him go. If he was guilty, let him walk out. Let him go and apply for unemployment insurance. Because that government gives. But why should you do that? Why? Well, what are we running here? Golden Handshake Republic? And you go and pay him. After the control, you go and pay him or her millions of a golden handshake payment to resign. Is that being in contempt of court? Is that contempt of court? I'm just asking. Because the sincere warning to ministers in government, you may be liable to pay back all these golden handshake payments done in contempt of the court, illegally, to cover up wrong. Africa, you've not transformed the country. You've not transformed the country. And I saw one of the most progressive and spoken reporter saying that Hendrik Verwoerd was clever. He disagreed with the party, but Hendrik Verwoerd was clever. How could he do that? We had a student that said that he admired the leadership qualities of Hitler by mobilizing his own people. And the student was expelled. You see that dichotomy? So in Africa, we are saying that let's get the country back. Let's establish humanity. Let's stop thievery and protect my people. Because this electoral system that we have, proportional, duly protected the minority. It's related to my Africa. Shavolasho, Fatsilaro. The and we thank the opportunity to listen, Africa, and also that able to wake up and have your senses today, because got to be thankful, Africa. Thanks a lot for the program.